Kilayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Haruach she'ilala es hakfanim al gavi tfuah. If the wind has a gust and it blows the gefanim, it blows one of the branches, the vines, on top of tfuah, on top of grain, yigdur miyad, he should cut it. The Rav says yigdur means cut, like the Lashon goyder betmarim, and he has to do it right away. And the question is that if the branches or the vines are connected to its roots strongly, why does he have to cut it? So we could say that the Rav held like the Rambam, that here, when the wind blew it, it broke one of the branches off from the main vine. But the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, but we can't mean that it broke it off totally, because if this little branch broke off totally and flew onto grain, that wouldn't cause kilayim, that wouldn't make it grow. It's only when the vines are connected to the ground, and then they then either hover over or grow onto grain and stick with the grain, that's the problem. But if it's disconnected, that's not a problem. So the Tosfos Yom Tov explains that what the Rambam means when he says it's cut off in the initial vine, it doesn't mean it's cut off totally, it just means that it's no longer fully connected. So now there's really no fixing it anymore because it's so limp that the only way to fix this thing is to cut it from the vine. So Mishnah continues, im eiro oinus mutter. If there's some kind of accident that befalls him, so it's mutter, meaning if he's not able to cut it right away and something happens and it grows there, like the Tfaris Ol explains, it's no different than we had in Perek Hay, where as long as it's not lazy, he's cutting what he needs to cut and he's going to get to it, so we don't make it usser for him. So here too, it's not usser. Mishnah continues, Tvosash Yunoita Tachas Agefen. Now in this case, if you have grain that's not directly underneath the vine, but rather it's turning to underneath the vine. So the main part of the grain is, let's say, a little bit next to underneath the vine, and it turns, or the stalks of the grain bend, and those parts that bend, the edges, let's say, go under where the vine is. V'chein b'yaruk, and also, let's say, a vegetable. A leafy vegetable was planted not directly underneath the vine, but the leaves of the yaruk turn to go underneath where the vine is. So in these cases, machzer. So machzer, he should turn them aside. Here you don't need to cut it off, like the Tosfos Yom Tov explains. That's why he uses a different lashon over here, machzer, and it doesn't say yigdor, like it said in the previous case. Because here, the Rav explains, since the main part of the vegetable or the grain is not directly underneath the vine, that's not going to be a problem b'di'evit. So you just have to be machzer, turn it to the side. Ve'eino mekadesh. But if you didn't turn it to the side and it grew there, it doesn't become usser b'di'evit, like we just said, because the main part of the vegetable or the grain is not growing directly underneath the vine. However, if the main part did grow directly underneath, that we said in previous Mishnahs that that's usser. Mishnah continues, Memasai tfu miskadeshas. So the way the Rav explains, the question really is when do we call something tvua, grain, that it should be usser? Misha tashrish. Tashrish is like the Lashon of Shoyrish. So the Rav says what it means is that it starts having its roots start to spread out in the ground. The Rav gives the next pshat that tashrish is a Lashon of, with like a lamed, tashlish, where a third of the growth of the grain occurs. When you have that, that's called grain, tevua. So you have to have at least a third. So the two different ways to learn what Misha tashrish means. The anovim, and what about grapes or a vine? Misheye osu kfol halovin. So when does that become a kerem, legabe kilaim? When, I guess, the grapes are large enough like a white bean. And like the Rav explains, if you plant a vine when they're smaller next to grain, and then you uproot it also before it's the size of a white bean, then it's not usser. And the Rav explains that in order for something to be usser, whether we deal with tevua, that you needed, it should have its roots spread out a little bit, or it grows a third, however you learn it, or we have by the vine, you need both of them in order for it to be usser. If you have one but not the other, so you can eat them both. Mishnah continues, tfua sheyavsha kol tzarka. If you have grain that totally dries out, v'anovim sheboshlu kol tzarkon, and also grapes, and grapes in a vineyard that are totally ripe, ein miskatshes. Both of these cannot become kilaim, because like the Rambam explains, when the Torah says, pentiktash hamleya hazera asher tizra utfuas hakarem, that a vineyard is only called a vineyard only if it's still going to produce and grow more grapes. Once all the grapes are totally complete, it's not even called a vineyard anymore. The Rambam says it's just called grapes. And similarly, when it's talking about tvua, it has to be something that's still producing seeds, still growing, still creating growth. And if something is totally dried out, like we've said earlier, that's the end of the growth cycle. And therefore, that's not kilaim. That's not what the pasuk's talking about. Both the grain and the vines have to be something that's not at their end stage for somebody to be chayvin kilaim.